Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, March the 9th. It's National Get Over It Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. They are the first to sell Apple's new product that helps cope with spontaneous dad jokes throughout the day. It's the eye roll. And it comes pre-installed with the Grown app. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but it may look like spring has actually sprung. Currently 2 degrees, working our way up to a high of 4 under mostly cloudy skies, but we might get some sunshine later in the day and more of the same tomorrow. And on National Get Over It Day, I'd like to shout out to a nice, soothing Australian tea made from the eucalyptus tree. They say that it's pretty high koala tea. And I'd also like to shout out to a former colleague who once, when I appeared to be complaining excessively about something, he went out and bought me a gift card to the now defunct retailer Beaver Lumber. I thought he was just being kind, but what he said was that I should go buy myself some wood to build a bridge and get over it. Blue One and Beaver Lumber, we miss you.
Well, on National Get Over It Day, we are encouraged to self-reflect and move on from whatever it is that's weighing on us. Although the day has its roots in failed romance, let's take some time to think and figure out what else is weighing us down and decide the past should live in the past. Let's get started and get over it.
JD, I tried that when I said to Donna, get over it with the backseat driver joke. It didn't work.
Throwing at an eye roll.
Oh, mercy. Well, maybe group therapy might be the place to go. I once found a therapy group to cope with loneliness. It was a big step to kind of admit that and to set up the plan. And when I went to the first meeting, nobody showed up. So I looked to helping others as a way that can be great benefit as well. For a while, I helped with a program where inmates write poetry to help them cope with their emotions. It's called Pros and Cons. Hey, let's listen to Tunes with Tamik. What do we got today? I'm thinking something sort of teenage and angsty.
The complete opposite. there are certain songs and performances that are really precious to me. Like, I remember songs and performances when I heard it at different points in my life. And there's a particular song called If I Can Help Somebody. It's a gospel song. And the first time I heard it was, I think it was Paya LaBelle doing a tribute. I think it was the NAACP Awards for this woman named Osceola McCarthy. Osceola McCarthy was born in 1908. She died in 1999. So at the time, she was still living. And Osceola was born into, you know, parents of slaves, and she was born into sharecropping as well. She became a seamstress and a washerwoman, and she basically did that work her entire life in the South. So you know she wasn't getting any money. And she, little by little, she saved her money. She never married, never had children. And she ended up saving over $100,000 and contributed that all as a scholarship. So I believe it was Southern Methodist University. And so when I think about getting over it, I think about the fact that this lady, who was literally born into poverty, took her time and saved up the little bit of money that she had, and then took that and gifted it, literally her life savings, so that other people could have education, could have a better chance at life. And I think if there's anything that gets me over myself, it's that story. And so the lyrics are, if I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody with a word or a song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. So it's a beautiful song. If Mahalia Jackson has sung this song, but I'm going to send a link of when Patti LaBelle sang it to this lady at the awards ceremony. And it was just unbelievable. But stories like that, like, those are people you never hear about. But stories like that of people that persevere and literally give of themselves to others unselfishly, those are my favorites. So shout out to Osceola McCarthy, Women's History Month, salute to her for her dedication and for getting over it, right?
Right. Right.
Getting over it. So that's my pick for today. If I
Excellent. We got Paul moving to the rhythm of the music there. That's great.
No, I'm just thinking to myself as I was, listening to that. After I finish paying off the bills for my kids, I'm going to donate my life savings of $10 to a foundation.
Oh, gosh. And so I found a version of the song, so I'm just going to check it out to make sure that it's in the same spirit. We'll get that to the playlist. I'll follow, look for your link as well. And I'm going to try to get closer to the mark tomorrow with my selection. Let's slide into Ventures with Venturo. Today, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. You know, pets can help us cope also. Last time I was there, I saw two fish in a tank. And I wondered how they could drive that thing.
Does a pet store carry squirrel, by any chance?
What? Venturo, what have you got for us today? Silent story, I think, today.
He has a squirrel in his throat. Finger wag from Tamik.
We're not
going to know where this one's going.
Yeah. Especially since we're looking to woo a new sponsor at Beaver Lumber.
We also have the voices. You're gonna have to put a warning on the recording to slow down the playback speed.
What is
Is there helium in his room? Is that what's going on?
I don't know.
Perhaps we should move on to this week's edition of The Sizzler. Vice Principal Botnick.
Yes, let's go back to Ventura.
This week in The Sizzler, we welcome back special guest Matt Shulman, Quote Machine, to work together with Vice Principal Botnick on that gift certificate at the Zeller's restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Same as Venturo.
I'll have what he's having. You can earn valuable Zeller's restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And we've got about $47 in bonus bucks today already. So it's going to be a record-setting performance. I have three questions in my hands about coping, brought to you by Ravensburger, that puzzle company. They had a puzzle about coping, but I couldn't get it, and it made me so mad. Question number one. What is it that controls stress? Vice Principal Botnick.
Teaching my 17-year-old daughter how to drive. Oh, sorry, did you say controls or creates? Okay, some scary moments on the roads this morning.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
I can't think of an answer. It's freaking me out. The pressure, I'm so tense. I don't know what controls stress, ask someone else.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Certainly not.
Are we recording in mono?
No, I think somebody has mono.
extreme tiredness. I think we got $12 in a combined response there. Excellent. Question number three. Of the list of coping strategies I'm about to read, what is notably missing? Seeking support? Well, let me read them.
No, I can name this one in one.
That's a penalty. That's a penalty. Flag. Red flag.
minus $2. All right, sir. What's your response, Vice Principal Botnick?
Never mind. I just have to get over it.
Hey, contact Blue White. He's got some good advice about that.
Yeah, I just can't get the wood anymore.
Oh, there's another medication for that. Matt Shulman.
I was going to say gin, but it's actually Eudine Ventura.
Yeah, well, we started with 47. I think we're up to about $53 today. Well done, everybody. Thanks, Ventura, for your great contribution to today's Sizzler. And it's Wednesday. That brings us to Wednesday's word.
Well, this whole getting over it day, I need to bring it back into the family realm. So I'm going to pick a word that illustrates it in a much more community-minded way, and that's demoralizing. So, the other day I was coming home from work and I have to go under this railway bridge. And I went underneath, nothing but swear words and inappropriate images. So I showed up, did my whole painting thing, beautiful flowers, some birds and other animals, really beautified the thing. Well, lo and behold, last night I'm driving home, Lydia Hamilton, red industrial paint all over it. Talk about demoralizing.
Well done.
All right, recognizing Matt's heart out, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. If you're getting over something or someone, know you're on the right track, but keep moving so you don't get run over. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Alvin and Matt. Leaving you smart.
That's all, folks.
And happier than you were yesterday.
Am I still coming like a chip?